There's people in there.
Yeah. Right, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Correct answer.
Yeah, I logged in. Yeah.
Hello, minions.
Okay.
Right.
Let's do this shit.
This will be a fun show.
I don't know. I think there's some topics up for great debate here. There's some very, very interesting stuff to do, you know.
Well, it would be before you got the show started.
Yeah, well, do you know what we need to do, Mark?
Start them titles.
Do you know what we need to do right now? We need to do this.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come? I think we're just getting started. I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Good evening. It's Robin Tate here. I'm Bongo the Sane, and I'm in Ballymena in Northern Ireland. And today is February the 24th. And it's episode 463 of this thing that we call the vet... Oops. The Overseas Connection podcast.
What?
No, we would never be the veteran gamers. No. They're behind a paywall now, so no, that's not us. That's their crap. Anyway, so this is a video game podcast, loosely, in inverted commas. We talk about video games that we've been playing. We talk about stuff that's going on in the news. We talk about what's going on in our lives because we're friends and our community are our friends as well. So we, it's just one big incestuous family. Yeah, just like we're all from Alabama. Anyway.
I've got a joke about that. It's a bit dodgy though. Do you want me to play
it? Okay, get out of the way. Get out of the way quick before we start.
I've got to find it. Hang on, where is it? It is really dodgy. Nicole will probably kill me. Right, you ready?
Okay.
How's an Alabama girl know when her mother's on her period? When her brother's dick tastes funny.
The opinions of Mark Annex are nothing to do with this show whatsoever, and I apologize for that if you're offended. And if you're offended, you have the right to be. Anyway, every week we broadcast out at 11 o'clock in the UK, 3 p.m. out on the west, and 6 p.m. out in the east. And if you just happen to be in Kuta in Bali, Indonesia, good morning. It's 7 a.m. there. So you can find us at twitch.tv/OC podcast, on Mixer, and on YouTube, something similar. Blah, 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 blah. And on Twitch, this week, we have some new followers. We have Tapka and Corzan. Corzan, why are you only following now? And in our live chat right now, Baron Von Glor is in there. So if you want to be one of the cool kids, like Lubes, in the live chat, yeah, you can join the live chat and chat to us while we're on the show. Birthdays. We have some birthdays. And we're going to talk about those in just a little second because the guy with the rude jokes who is down in the corner over there, which I can see in my lovely live feed now, Mark Alex, good to have you back on the show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
Have you missed stuff. And we also have Kim. No. And Kim. Hello, Kim. Hiya.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Don't stand up too quickly because the speed of that fan in your ceiling will cut your head off.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. Goodness, the video camera can't keep up. And I really do want a decapitation on the show. Mic dropping I can stand, but not decapitation. Anyway, Mark, how are you doing? How's things?
Let's catch up. Slowly getting there. We've all been hit by the flu, and not just sort of like the old man flu, proper flu, where it actually makes you bedridden for days on end, and it really fucks you up. It fucks you up that much, it put my wife in hospital again. She's still recovering from the lung problems from last year, And the flu got hold of her and ended up in ICU. She was in there for nearly 2 weeks. But, yeah, she's out now. She's on a normal ward and hopefully might be home next week. So, yeah.
Holy crap. You guys up north don't do the never flu ending. like part-time. And, you know, you just get all in, all the way. Yeah, if I'm going to have it, I'm going to end up in ICU.
Yeah, balls deep.
You know, well, look, it's great to have you back. It's great to hear that Jenny is once again on the mend. I hope she's home soon.
Yeah.
And sadly, you'll have to go back to work. But go back to work and get paid. Because I believe you're having to take on paid time to spend with Jenny and stuff. Or?
No, I'm actually getting paid for being off sick. It's when I need to take time off for carers leaving stuff. That's when I don't get paid. So I'm actually getting paid at the moment. So it's not too bad at the moment.
That's good stuff.
Mm. Yeah, because I thought you had to go back to work in the streets again, Mark. We talked about that before.
Yeah.
Kim, what's the weather doing down at your end? Because you've got a fan on, and I know you're going to probably annoy me now. So,
oh, I wish. Actually, right now it's cold and wet and muddy. So, you know, but tomorrow it might warm up and be muddy. And then it might turn off and get cold and snow. So, you know, Mother Nature's kind of a mixed bag right now. I think she's having her woman issues or something. Maybe it's menopause. I don't know, but I wish she'd straighten it out. So.
Is she from Alabama? Maybe we could tell.
She might be.
I have planned that joke again.
I'm not playing that again.
Yeah, I'm not playing that again.
You'll insult Sarah and everybody in there. Yeah. By the way, Sarah wants to know how that PS4 is coming along, Kim.
Actually, I've almost pulled the trigger on it twice, so who knows? Maybe by sometime next month, I might have it. Because I keep waiting to pay stuff off, but I keep looking at them, and I keep thinking, you know, it's only $300. I can pay that off in like 2 months. So, I don't know. I'm trying to, you know, have self-restraint and you know, get some more things off. So, we'll see.
Jacob Green Day Hart in the chat said cold, wet and muddy sounds like Yorkshire. It certainly does sound like Yorkshire at the moment, but sadly it's not. We've been forecast a lot of really cold weather next week, haven't we?
It's friggin' freezing here right now. Absolutely Baltic. Just the it's, what is it they call it, the Russian storm coming. I don't know. The Russians are probably hacking the weather.
All the guys down south have sort of like, they're all battening the hatches and getting all the water supplies and getting it ready for the apocalypse. And everyone up north, we're just like, oh yeah, we'll just put his big coat somewhere, all right.
Yeah, trying to get the coat out again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, yeah, they're forecasting weather from, or snow from tomorrow onwards again. So, bleh, just don't want it anymore. But what the hell. Generally, we don't get it that bad. You know, you get a few bits of snow for a few days. And again, I think it's part of the problem. If we had it for a longer time, we'd be more organized for it. Well, shit, what the hell? That's what it is. Anyway, just mentioned earlier on there about some birthdays. Seth McNitt has a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Seth, for tomorrow. And Pete Marshall, his birthday was just on the 22nd. Happy birthday. And funny enough, on this day in 1954, podcast fans, God, DJ voice, Sid Meier, the Canadian, can't help that, Canadian-American, better, game designer and programmer, and he was the creator, of course, of the Civilization series, and happy birthday, Sid. And of course, Civilization is quite topical again all at the moment, with the expansion packs. Things appearing, and Kim wants Civilization.
I threw together a happy birthday jingle right quick today.
Oh.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Happy birthday. Happy
birthday. That's it. That was right and quick.
You don't want these things too long, do you?
No. Well, it depends. Sometimes longer is better, but sometimes it's what you do with the shorter ones.
It's not what you've got, it's how you use it.
So if you're watching live on the channel right now, you'll see I'm sitting in a rather different angle, and my trip down the slippery slope of PC-ness has went a bit bananas over the last 2 weeks. So after spinning the decks for Mark when he wasn't around last week, I realized that I was going to say needed, but I wanted to get a bit more space. So I got a new desk. And I've got this lovely big desk now. Massive! Loads of space. It's fabulous. Yeah. And I had two monitors last week. And I went this week and picked up another monitor. So now I'm sitting in Cape Canaveral with three big monitors around me and loads of space. And it's kind of cool, actually. It really is. Now, before you think, oh, you're going bananas on the money, I am frugal when it comes to my PC stuff. So my massive desk, which is it's a big corner desk, 2 meters one way and 2.5 meters the other way. And it's immaculate. I bought it from Gumtree for 50 quid.
Yeah, can't go wrong, can you?
You can't go wrong. I mean, it was it's an IKEA desk originally, and I think I looked it up. This desk here is about 500 odd quid, and all I can see one tiny little mark on it. It's like new. It's fantastic.
Nice.
And then I picked up another, what was it, 22-inch monitor. That was silly, because the other one I got the other week was 24, so I'd really have liked to have got that. But a 22-inch monitor for 40 quid. And it's great. So, yeah, the only thing I had to get was the cable? Because my graphics card has HDMI, and then I've got one in the
display,
the bigger one.
Display port one.
Yeah, and then there's one that looks like an HDMI.
DVI.
DVI, HDMI cable. Yeah. And I'd ordered one off Amazon for this little converter for £5 or £6, and it hadn't arrived. So yesterday I went out and went to Maplin's and bought one just in case, because I wanted to have this. And the same frigging cable, or doing the same thing, 30 quid.
Yeah.
And of course, I arrived home last night and the little bit has arrived. So I'm going to take that back. I haven't opened it. But yeah, Jesus, all of those cables, when you go to a store to buy them, those HDMI leads and anything at all, they're ridiculous what those stores charge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your PC Worlds and all that there. This really, and when you go on to Amazon, I can't see. Digital's digital. When the signal's coming through, it's coming through. I mean, I can't see how it comes through much faster. So, yeah, I'm very, very happy with my power station. All the things. I've got a lovely little amp, which I set up last week. And my speakers from my surround sound system's all here. It's class. It's super duper. I must actually do a little video, just a little tour of this man cave, because it's a nice, really nice space now. Okay, so you're in a muddy paradise and Mother Nature is confused, Kim. That's a song. Another day in a cold, icy, warm, muddy paradise. Mother Nature is confused. It's lyrics, Kim. Another day in a cold, icy, warm, muddy paradise. Mother Nature is confused.
Got a hit.
So what's been up with your dad? You said your dad was going to have to go back to work again, or wanted to go back to work because he's going bananas?
Yeah. Well, he's going bananas, and I think I'm going bananas because he's here all the time. So, you know, I believe in family togetherness, but sometimes there's too much family togetherness. So anyway, yeah, he got a lead the other day. There's a guy that's looking for drivers to haul fertilizer part-time, and he's really looking for, like, retirement people because, you know, they're you know, they're not looking to get paid a whole lot, but, you know, just a little. So he's going to look into that as soon as the guy comes back from vacation, and hopefully I can get him out of the house for a few hours a day, which might lead.
They'll do them really good.
Well, yeah, considering every morning I wake up and he's yelling at the news, so.
Sorry, I'm Judith is calling me the old man now because I seem to be doing that quite a bit.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, shut up. I don't know, be so biased. Fake news. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, he complains about it, but he watches the same thing every morning. And it's like, there's other news stations out there, Dad, but it doesn't matter. Different news station. He still yells at it. So.
Old man. What do you do?
Right?
That's what happens. Just what happens. Okay. Let's get this party started, I suppose, about some of the stuff that we've played.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Now, this chat is getting very rowdy already. I've got to say, you know, Martin, you know, that's it. Here you go. You know, they're talking about my big desk, and then I've got a very small amp, but my desk is big enough to put my nuts on. Seriously, is that the best you can do?
Well, it's early yet, so,
yeah,
you know, give them time.
I suppose so. And as the drink goes in, the wit will go out. Kim, I'm going to start with you first, because there's one of my favorite games, mm-hmm. and one that I looked at, and it looks very interesting. Mm-hmm. So what have you been up to in your game playing time?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to branch out and play some stuff that obviously I haven't played, you know, so that way you're not always seeing The Witcher 3, which I still need to finish. But anyway, not the point. I started with Jotun, which is a, what would you call it? Like a Norse or Viking mythology, I think, sort of game. And it's a pretty game to look at, and it's kind of got an interesting backstory, because the deal is you're on a, I'm not exactly sure what her deal was, but she was on a boat and the boat sank and she died. And I guess according to Viking tradition, she died a, what, unceremonious death or something like that. So now she's got to get back in good with the gods and, you know, so she can get involved. I'm assuming Valhalla, because I'm not real into this yet. Yeah. So anyway, I started playing that, and I think it's hand-drawn. I might be wrong. But anyway, it's a very nice-looking game. It's just a wee bit difficult.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Do you know what, parts of it remind me of Diablo. It looks like a really cartoony Diablo-style combat.
Yep.
And it also reminds me of Ni No Kuni in the art style. So a Ni No Kuni Diablo. And I think this, what was it? Was it 2015? Or is it just out now? Is it new?
It's been out a while on PC, because I got this in a Humble Bundle once.
It actually looks very good. I'm quite very interested in this, Kim. It'll be interesting to see how you get on with it.
Okay. Yeah, because I've started one level and I got through it, and it was fun, and it was fine, and it took me to the big boss, and I promptly got my ass kicked like 5 times. And I thought, well, okay, maybe. So I'm guessing maybe I can, because you can go on to other levels without beating the big boss or the god. So I'm guessing maybe if I go on to the other levels and build myself up, I can come back and hopefully kick her ass, because she's some sort of big, gigantic tree-like woman. So, yeah, she kicked my butt fairly easily. So, yeah.
I went out with a girl once like that.
Was she kind of branched out, or?
You know? Oh yeah, her branches went everywhere.
Oh boy, getting splinters. Anyway,
we need to leave from this one alone.
Right, there you go.
Let's make like a tree and get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
And I want you to pronounce the second game with its full Inuit pronunciation, please.
Not even going to happen, because I tried that and I still don't know how to say it. It's Never Alone, which the reason I picked that is after we played Jotun, we decided to try something else because Tony got tired of me getting my ass kicked. So I thought, well, there's this one. It's a little girl and there's a little white fox. And I thought, well, Tony will like watching that. And sure enough, I was right. So I don't know. I put quite a few hours in, at least 3 or 4 right now anyway, because my gaming time is kind of sporadic. And it's a really good game.
Had you not played this before? No?
No, I bought it, actually, because you recommended it, and it came up on sale. And I bought it, it's been, you know, my track record. What's it been, two years ago, maybe? Yeah. And
yeah,
it was right around the time I got my, it was right around about the time I got my Xbox One, so whenever that was. So it's been 2 or 3 years anyway. And it was in my pile of shame, and I thought, well, I'll fire it up and give it a shot. And it's a really good game. I like it.
Yeah,
throwing the little bola was a little intimidating at first, because I couldn't figure out how to aim it, and I would throw it at everything but what I was supposed to. But it's a pretty good game.
It's not the best platformer ever. I mean, some of the controls are a bit
janky.
Well, a wee bit jank, yes. Mm-hmm. But it is beautiful, and I went on about this before, but I will go on about it again, because it's worth supporting. Because it was a small Canadian development team supported by the Canadian government about the Inuit people. And as you clear levels, you can pick up
documentaries
about the level, so that it relates to the level you've just finished. in real life Inuit. So some of the things they did, say fishing, or what the techniques they had, or what they had to do to get through the snow in a storm. And these are little, like, maybe 3-4 minute little mini documentaries. And that was just I just found that fascinating. And I thought it was just lovely. And again, the game is cute. It is lovely. The good little girl is lovely. I don't know, I think it was the beginning of the year. There was a little DLC, which I had never played for it. And I went back. It was Foxtails DLC. Mm-hmm. And it's only an hour or two, but it was lovely to go back to that again. So, yeah, I'm sure you can pick that up for as cheap as chips everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Never Alone, Isuki Misaki, or whatever it is. But sorry, Inuit people, if I'm ever in Inuit land, you can slap me. very good. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, you've been playing with Tony. I'm very interested in that. And you pronounce it Jotun, so I don't pronounce the J. J-O-T-U-N. Jotun.
But then I'm not Viking, so I could be saying it wrong. Yeah.
Are you not a Viking?
I'm not a Viking, sadly. So, you know.
Are you sure?
Last time I checked.
You not want to pillage and go in and
I don't know. Pillaging might be fun. You know.
Okay. Oh, flip me. just reading this chat here about... Watch Bongo the same stream on Mixer a couple of days ago, Gaming Master. Yeah, okay, well, now that we've had it. So, on this wonderful PC setup, Mark, I played this game that everybody seems to rave about, which is Owl Boy.
Oh, yeah, it's this mum's humble bundle, isn't it? I've not played it yet. Is it good?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how you... I'm not quite into it yet. I did sign up for Humble Bundle, which is probably stupid seeing you're in it too. you already have it. You own it.
Yeah.
Or my son owns it. So I've been playing it on your account. Right, okay, Thank you very much.
No worries.
It's not what I expected. I did stream it live just to test this massive system. Martin watched me. He did. It was more for a test than anything else. So, I mean, Owl Boy, people are rave about it. I have only played an hour so far, so I really must go back and play this to its completion. Because all those people are either hipster nerds... that just want to like an arty farty thing, or it's good.
But to be fair, so, one of them people is Stu Fowler, so you've got to take things like this with a pinch of salt.
Oh, I know. But I mean, it's won so many awards, and people have raved about it. But you look at it; it looks like something you'd had on the Amiga back in the day. So graphically, it doesn't look fabulous. There's no voiceover. You have to read all the stuff. There's a lot of reading. It's a bit floaty fly, but I understand there's a good story to it as it opens up. So, Owl Boy, all those people can't be wrong, or else they're all hipsters. And I just prefer it. So, Owl Boy, play Owl Boy. I had a great time on Rainbow Six last Sunday evening. It's been a busy work week this week. I haven't had a lot of time this week at all. But a great time with Nicole and Greg, and also Jason Gallagher. And do you know what? Jason Gallagher isn't that weird. He was actually a good guy to play with and a pretty handy gamer. I wouldn't say this on a podcast because I would hate him to actually hear this, but he was pretty handy. He had a few problems with his mic at the beginning, but we're playing on the Xbox. And I tell you what, we're playing with Nicole. Nicole wasn't well, and she was as grumpy as a bag of cats.
That's a normal day for Nicole on Rainbow Six.
She was shouting at me.
Yeah.
Oh, don't shoot me. Oh, I'm ducking. Why are you shooting me? Oh. Yeah, she was. Yeah, but we forgive her because she was sick. Mm-hmm. So I'm used to grumpy Nicole, but this was extra grumpy. C- Can you believe it? Can you imagine Nicole was sick? Oh, whoops. Anyway, yeah, so we had a great time. Rainbow Six Siege is a fabulous game. I have had it for a long time and I've dipped in and out. Mostly I've played it, but I'm sort of starting to get to grips with it now a wee bit. See, Sarah. Sarah says in the chat that she jumped on with her just after playing with you. Do you know what, Sarah? And she seemed fine. You know what, Sarah? All the time we were playing with Greg and Jason, she was like, oh, yeah, well, me and Sarah do this, and we almost scientifically or methodically clear out each room and each floor, and we have a system, and it's, it's really, really good, and Sarah does this, and she knows the way around, and Sarah does this. And at the one point, I was going, for fuck's sake, would you get a room? Dear God, it was flip me. Anyway, so that's Rainbow Six Siege. I'll play it again. I think that game will go on for a long, long time.
Well, I don't know if it's in the news, so I might be jumping the gun here a bit, but they've just announced this week that they aren't going to be doing any sequels to this game. They're just going to keep adding to it, and we reckon over the next 10 years we're going to have over 100 operators for mm-hmm. you to purchase and or download with in-game credits what you earn and stuff. So, yeah.
That's the only one thing I would say about it is everything seems so expensive. I mean, mm-hmm. all of the upgrade guys, I mean, maybe it's because I'm so crap and I'm not earning enough.
Yeah, you're best looking for the bundles. If you buy a year one or a year two operator bundle now, you can get them half price for 15 quid instead of like 25, 30 quid. Because obviously the previous season ones. So you get like 8 operators and a lot of other goodies for...
Yeah, sorry, and that's...
But you can't earn them in-game.
Sorry, and this is the other thing that Nicole said, sorry, just to remind me, says, yeah, when I'm playing with Mark and Greg, they play so much differently to Sarah. So, and, it was like a case of, we do this methodical thing, but Greg and Mark, they're more like, Leroy Jenkins!
I play like that too at times.
Yeah, me too. I like the Leroy Jenkins style. It works for me. I go in, I shoot something, I die. I listen to everybody else having fun. That's my life in gaming. I am such a master gamer. Okay, Mark, what have you been up to over the last while? Have you ever had any time whatsoever?
Not much gaming, but last night I managed to get online for a few games with Greg for PUBG. I've not been on it for a while. We had 3 games, and our last game was a chicken dinner, and it was awesome. It was really good. Quite a good finale to it. We were sort of like doing quite well for the circle. There was about 5 people left, and it was shrinking really small. And we got quite a good ground on where we were, and we managed to find a couple more people, pick them off, and it was funny because Greg suddenly shouts, he's got me. And I turn around and start shooting this guy. And all of a sudden the screen freezes and I'm thinking, oh no, we've lost. And then next thing, me and Greg's going, we won, we got chicken dinner. So yeah, it was quite a surprise really, because we thought we'd lost, but...
Sorry, was that last night when I was
last night,
off to bed? After building the power station. I'd finished about 12:30 here, and Greg said to me, oh, Robin, you should come on now and start playing. Is that when you started playing, at 12:30 at night?
Yeah, it was late, yeah.
God, I thought there's something wrong with its clocks. Like, it was time for bed. Oh, no, I can't do that. No, no.
But the rest of the sort of like my gaming week has been more single-player stuff. I want to start finishing some games off again. I'm getting to that point where it's itching me now to finish some of the big games I've started. So I've thrown myself back into Assassin's Creed Origins. Plodding away with a story there. Taking out quite a few of the targets in the story mode. Just defeated the Yorkshire man, Bayek. Yeah.
Isn't he cool? He's cool there, isn't he? With the eagle. He arrived in my loot crate the other day.
So I've just defeated the crocodile, the lizard, And there was another one, I can't remember now. Those three of them I've just defeated. But yeah, it's getting really good. Still enjoying it, still loving the new elements to it, the RPG elements.
I just haven't had time to get back to Syndicate this week, but I will.
It's literally a huge just started game.
The first chapter. Yeah, but they all seem to be.
Yeah.
And they're all that way. We'll go back. Can I wind back a wee bit to PUBG?
Yeah.
I know people are still going mad, and I know it looks like Greg has been lost to PUBG.
He's been really hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, he wants his PUBG fix every day, and he's crying for people to come play. Anybody want to play now? You know, play. I have to admit, I've avoided the addiction. I enjoy it, but I don't think I've got sucked in.
Has Robin's audio gone for you as well, Kim?
Yeah, I thought maybe it was me for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, am I away completely?
You went really quiet and distant.
Oh, from a distance?
Ah, that's it. You're back to normal now.
From a distance, it all seems... Oh, right, okay. Sorry I all went quiet. Yeah, things went quiet.
On the Western Front?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I seem to have avoided just the absolute addiction of it, so... Mm-hmm.
No, Greg's got his...
I'm kind of the same way.
He needs his PUBG fix every day now. He's hooked in it, yeah.
I don't know. I think that there's still a lot of growth in it. I think the early adopters, like the Frasers and stuff, but I can see people will soon start to drift off to other stuff. And one of the sort of theories that I had about why it's so popular with the PC guys now, and maybe I'm completely off base here, and tell me if I'm an absolute... tosser. Well, sorry, don't do that because you will. is that I find that some of the gaming on the PC is a very solo experience. And I know there's the Discord chats and all of that, which is a lot easier now to do that. But I think it needed the PC had a game like PUBG, which got people together to play together, and I don't think that maybe just happens as much with some of the PC stuff. Maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe everybody's playing Overwatch in a party or Call of Duty in a party, but I find it to be more of a solo thing, where PUBG has sort of forced that social interaction, man.
Yeah.
Oh, and there seems to be lots of people wanting to play the same thing rather than splintering off to play Elite or Civilization or those big PC games that are mostly single-player things. But anyway, just a theory, just a bongo theory, sorry. Okay, that's what we have been up to. What have you guys been up to? Let us know, please. And, have you been up with anything new? If you found anything interesting that we need to hear about? Okay, Mark, I think we'll sort of float into the news.
All right, okay.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, so, the DICE Awards happened. And the DICE, believe it or not, it's their 21st annual awards that just took place. And
I could never get into what the DICE Awards were. It's nothing to do with the developer DICE, is it?
No.
No, right, okay.
No.
I'm easily confused.
If you want to ask me what the DICE Award stands for, I'll tell you now.
Go on, then. What is it?
I don't know.
You're trying to find it, are you?
No, I must have to look it up. I can't remember. The Developers in Continents. I'm sure I should know that. I don't know. Anyway, Nintendo has won lots and lots of stuff at the DICE Awards. I think they're taken quite seriously as a serious enough award thing. It's not as the razzmatazz as the other one. But saying that, if you watch some of the YouTube footage from the show, it seems to be, you know, cocktail dresses and all. You know, I would love to wear a cocktail dress and go to it. So there's the Legend Breath of the Wild It's already had an impressive run of awards, and it has taken more accolades at the DICE Awards. It actually took home 4 more trophies for it. So, Cuphead, Horizon Zero Dawn, and some of the stuff that I sort of picked out from there, apart from gaming-wise, that I sort of highlighted in bold on the show notes there. But sort of outstanding achievement in animation, stuff that I would agree with. Cuphead, I would say that, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And original music, because the music in Cuphead is fabulous.
Yep.
Sound design in Super Mario is sublime, but that would be the same with a lot of the Nintendo games. You know, when you jump, come out of the water, go into the water changes, so the music knows that you're underwater and you come out and it's... It's so subtle, and the way they build the sound effects into crescendo as the gameplay in certain parts is just awesome and subtle. It's just there. Story went to Horizon Zero Dawn. It got more stuff. Action game of the year, of course, Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, I suppose. Racing game of the year, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. What? I know it's a great fun racer, but there's, you know what? It's a slight remake of the last one, and with Forza and
Project Cars 2, there's GT7.
Project Cars 2. How can Mario Kart get that? I don't know. And I love it, and it's great. Outstanding achievement for online gameplay, again, Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, and Game of the Year went to Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Hmm. They did give a nice little Lifetime Achievement Award to Genio Takeda from Nintendo. So, for his work out on the old game called Punch-Out and designing the N64, GameCube, and Wii hardware. So, fair play to that guy. That was the DICE Awards. I would love to go to one of these big ceremonies sometime and suck all that sort of stuff up. It's interesting. And I suppose it's a night out for those guys and the tap hat on their back. Okay. So, some stuff to chat about here. Politicians are strange things. And when they get involved with video games, generally it's uneducated, unknowledgeable, and so many presumptions are being made. And I kind of think this is where this is happening again. So after the terrible tragedies this year and just over the last couple of weeks in the States, of course, knee-jerk reactions go into place about gun violence. And video games, of course, are targeted once again. Mm. So... A gentleman called Robert Nardillo, I don't care if I pronounce your name correctly, he's a Republican member of the Rhode Island House of Representatives. Anyway, this guy, he announced that he's going to introduce legislation that will add 10% tax to all M-rated video games sold in Rhode Island. And proceeds for this proposed bill, so it's not actually going to happen, it's just proposed, but it would reportedly go to fund mental health initiatives and counselling for students. So that's his proposal. But then we get into the stuff that there's evidence. Now, I've read a lot about this stuff. They're saying here is, this is a quote from this guy, there is evidence that children exposed to violent video games at a young age tend to act more aggressively than those who are not. So he says in a press release. This bill would give schools additional resources to help students deal with that aggression in a positive way. So this kind of bill would likely affect sales of M-rated games in Rhode Island, but we'll have to wait and see how this bill actually goes towards sort of becoming law. Now, there's lots more about this because this is on the back of something that President Trump had said about video games during a White House session. The president said that he talked that violence in video games was at least partly responsible for modern youth violence.
you know, what he said was, we have to look at the internet because a lot of bad things are happening to young kids and young minds, and their minds are being formed, and we have to do something about maybe what they're seeing and how they're seeing it. And also video games, I'm hearing more and more people say the level of violence of video games is really shaping people's thoughts. Do you know what? That's fair enough. That's what he said there. That's fair enough. But again, there's no law, no legislative action here. But as far as I think here, what he was saying here is about, you know, young minds, and what they're talking about is kids playing M-rated video games. As far as I'm concerned, as a parent, and as we have quite a lot of people here which are probably parents, you don't let a bloody 10-year-old play Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. You don't let little kids play games that are completely inappropriate for them. M-rated games are for mature. Again, these are slightly different from us in the UK. We have 18-rated. And it's up to the parents to decide, because that's a guide. But to be honest with you, I think it's more a parental issue. Again, trying to put the two things together with the behavior of what people are at. You know, you watch a video game with shooting in it, you're going to go out and shoot people. I don't know. You know, when I was a kid, I ran around my school with a Tommy gun, and it was my two fists together going, yep. And we shot each other with them. You know, that, okay, it wasn't as visceral as Call of Duty, but we were as violent as them. And, you know, I had cowboy guns and rifles and all the bits and pieces, you know, dressed up with a Lone Star hat and all the bits and pieces. We all did that, or a lot of us did that anyway as kids.
Yep.
And I don't know, it just seems like these guys don't understand this.
I think some people like to try and blame something tangible when it isn't really something you can blame on something tangible. Like, when we were kids, they used to blame the old video nasties, the old VHS horror movies, like the old Friday the 13th and stuff, the old slasher movies. A lot of that violence back in our day was blamed on them, but now they've turned to video games now. So there'll always be some media outlet what someone will blame something on. But yeah, I agree with you. It's all down to the parenting, is that?
Now, if those young kids that aren't being looked after properly, or they're being looked after by the TV and the video games, if they watch this and they do get affected in some way, well, yeah, that is another matter. You know, that's happening. And that is happening a lot, because the TV, it used to be that, you know, you plunked the kid in front of the TV and that was all they got to do. And now it's the TV with a video games console, you know, and that was that's how they were looked after. That was the nanny. And I can't believe in this day and age that people are getting to 40 and 50 years old, or 35, especially younger than us, the generation below us now, the parents that are now, you know, in their early 30s, they friggin' well know what video games are. And there's a responsibility there in good parenting, in my mind, that they shouldn't be letting kids play stuff that, or watch stuff that is way, way above their level. Now, saying that, some of my kids play Gears of War, but it's nerfed. They don't play with randoms, so with all the violence, all the language is switched off and the gore switched off, and I play with them. So it's a judgment call on that, but it just, you don't let them go wild. And it seems every frigging time there seems to be something like this knee-jerk reaction stuff. It makes my blood boil. Makes my blood boil! Anyway, do you have anything more to say about the man with the hair, or the blame that's been put on video games?
I just want to know when Duke Scaff's going to get his gun when he goes back to work. I'm not saying anymore. I don't do politics. I just saw the
funny side of it. Well, you know what? Yes, I mean, they are talking about the guns going to the teachers in school. And Duke is saying, fair play to him, that he doesn't think that lots of teachers would ask for that.
Well, I don't know. No place in schools ever. Come on.
No, they don't. But
no place in society, really, have they?
But America is such a split place. I wonder if all the teachers have the like mind.
Yeah.
I mean, if that went and you'd done a poll of all the teachers, how many would say that? Saying that,
I know many of my teachers at school, and they couldn't remember where they set their duster for the board, or you know, they forgot, lost their glasses. So how responsible is a teacher to keep a gun locked up? And what's, you know, do you know what? Keep, you Americans with your flippin' civil rights and your liberties. We don't have the issue over here like this. And we're not even going there. Anyway, so let's move on.
More important controversy to talk about, a loot box controversy. Yes,
even worse.
Yeah.
Okay, so people that we respect quite a bit, CD Projekt Red, the guys responsible for the Witcher. Those European gentlemen. They mentioned and talked about loot boxes. And I kind of think it's kind of cool. So in 2017, of course, it was a big, big topic, and the toxicity of it and pervasiveness of it, of loot boxes in AAA games, was just horrible. From Shadow of War to Star Wars Battlefront 2, loot boxes were everywhere. You couldn't get away from them. And again, the discussion really, you know, it's with us. It's far from over. And the effect on people with maybe gambling issues, or just they need to spend money, it's there. Or on, again, minors just spending money on loot boxes left, right, and world. So, you know, people are still being very, very vocal about it. And there was a recent interview with CD Projekt Red with PC Gamer. And, I mean, I'll read what they say. So, and what their opinion of game development and what is good value is concerned, and where loot boxes stand with CD Projekt Red. And I think this is admirable. So where they stand is quite simple. And you can see it with all our past releases. Most recently, The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt, and Gwent. If you buy a full price game, you should get a big polished piece of content, which gives you many, many hours of fun gameplay. The definition of many may vary on title-by-title basis, but in our case, it was always 50 to 60 hours of the main storyline, with up to a couple of hundred hours of side activities if you really wanted to max out the title. To me, this is a fair deal. You get what you paid for. Plus, we are always trying to do our best to over-deliver. There is no better PR than a happy gamer recommending your title to their friends. Now, I don't think they're going to be starting loot boxes. You know, they have DLC. Yeah, and, you know, and not every game is 50 to 60 hours long. So, you know, if you take, Call of Duty, 60-hour campaign, how do they make more money out of it? Well, they sell stuff. Why don't they just sell stuff? Rather than this, the gamble. I don't like this paying money to you don't know what you're getting. Mm-hmm. You know, if I wanted to buy an imp special attachment, I want to buy that. I don't want to try 100 loot boxes to try and get it. I know the way they do it, because if you don't get that imp in your books, the next box you might be closer, and that keeps you going. And it's with the feeding you with a little pellet.
Mm-hmm.
You press the button for the pellet, and it keeps going. But I honestly think all games have a natural existence or lifetime. I mean, again, tell me if I'm wrong here, but if you take Call of Duty has 10 to 11 months of a lifespan. And then they're on to the next one. Whether there's loot boxes or not, I remember one I played a lot, Modern Warfare 2, and there wasn't loot boxes in it. I don't think you could buy anything apart from map packs, and that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it lasted me that year, or almost that year. So if the game's good enough, it's going to last. I mean, things like 50, 60-hour games like Witcher is going to last for years. So, I don't know. But it's just nice to see a company coming out and talking this way.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think the loot boxes are going to end up this year, Kim?
Personally, I hope they end up going away. But, you know, and I mean, I'm someone that's probably bought a couple of loot boxes in my time. So, you know, but I agree with what they said. I think if you make a good game, you don't need loot boxes. You know, I'm kind of like you. I like the game where if you wanted the certain gun or whatever, you could go out, you could get it, or, you know, you played and it unlocked it, and there you go. You didn't have to go and buy, you know, a million loot boxes to maybe unlock it. I mean, that just seems ridiculous. So...
I think it's quite insulting, you know, it's insulting the gamers, their mentality that, you know, if it's there, if I can buy everything, you know, I can spend an extra 20, if I had to, 50 quid for a game, 20 quid gets you everything, your game pass and all of your extra stuff. People would do that.
Yep.
Rather than being ripped off a pound here and £2 there and £3 there. And at least the value proposition was, it's 20 quid, I've got everything. Rather than still spending the 20 quid, but feeling yuck because of it. So, I don't know. This is going to rattle on through 2018, Mark. you know, it is. I think I can understand why they monetize a game. And more often with us older guys, I mean, when you get a cheaper game or a game that was free, you know, you don't mind spending a bit of money on it if you're getting lots of pleasure out of it to support the developers. I think that's maybe more a mature attitude than some of the younger people. But I don't know where it's all going to land.
Yeah, just right quick, my views on it. If a loot box is a cosmetic only and they don't influence an advantage in gameplay, and they can be purchased with in-game currency as well, I don't mind them as much that way. It's when you pay to win. That's what I don't like. And they should be, like Dan says, burned in a fire.
So, Yeah, I think you're right. And, sorry, I've just been distracted by... Yeah. Would you just deal with that person in the chat there, please?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
I can't do it with the app. Oh, no, he's done. Right. He's done that. Well done.
Excuse me. Okay. So, I think that'll about round this up because we could get carried away with all of that stuff and keep on going forever. So, between awards, a bit of Trumpiness, and CD Projekt Red is lighting the way, that's the news that we're going to talk about this week. But our social stuff has been pretty fun this week. and I think this all sort of kind of started with I don't know where this started, but it sort of got out of hand this week on the WhatsApp groups. And we were having DJ names for all of the podcast hosts. And we ended up with Dr. Dreg and the T-Tops, Mr. DeLacy. Goodness, that was null. Yeah, Rob I.N., and there was something else. Oh, it was Rob I.N., to be sure. number two, be sure. Nikki to the T. Barkatronics. I love this one, next one. Missy K.I.M. Gold Filling. Of course, Filthy. Fooster, Seaboy, and Bitch Ribster. So, Jason Johnson, of course, came back on Twitter. He was saying it was Dreg, Prince Mark, Easy B, Kim Pack, DJ Rob, Spitfire, Nick Too Savage, Ghost Faced Filla, and Ice Food.
Ice Food. Is that a curling reference there?
Yeah, goodness me. Him and his rocks. So, yeah, that was fun. And I think some of these are going to stick around. Dr. Dreg and the T-Tops. Brilliant.
Yeah, well, I love talking to Tank Tops, I guess he just popped up in the chat.
Oh, dear.
Well, he was out. I thought he was gone somewhere. Come on, let's completely wreck the podcast now.
Yeah, we haven't even explained that Greg's not here tonight, have we?
No, see, I just accepted. See, he's not missed. He's not missed. Yeah. Anyway, on Facebook this week, again, lots of fun in our Facebook channel. You can go there. Simon Kempster was having a ball, getting all nostalgic. He was talking about Burnout Paradise, and he was so excited
even though it's the wrong Burnout coming. It should be Burnout 3. And the remastered, if you don't know about that, Burnout Paradise remastered is coming. But he was excited, like, there's a new Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy radio series coming. There's new Firefly books coming. All this year, he's just in total nostalgia heaven, and he wanted to share the joy that we can enjoy and share the old school. And he's just chilling out to Mel and Kim. So, for goodness sake. And, of course, Ready Player One is coming out next month, too, as he says. It's, it's going to be good, but an expensive march. So Simon is stuck in the 80s, like myself. I get my 80s playlist out, and, Mel and Kim would...
I had the, I was doing a bit of tidying up today, and I had the old magic, sort of like the TV, the VMTV type magic one, with the 80s playing in the background while I was tidying up. So, it's really good. I love
Brilliant.
The 80s.
Super. Do you know what I'm looking at today? I'm looking at... I used to have one and I got rid of it and I don't know why. An original Macintosh computer from the late 80s, early 90s.
I've got one. The old G5, is it?
Our original little rectangular box with the little black and white screen.
Oh, no, it's not, yeah, no, this is just the standalone tower. I think it's the old Power Mac G5.
No, this is the original.
It still works, yeah.
Original Mac. So, yeah. And actually, I was looking, and the chap that's selling one, he's here in Ballymena, and it's in mint. It hasn't gone yellow. I would just love it sitting beside me here. I'd love a Mac. It'll be Mac SE. Ooh, be lovely. Anyway, Simon is also saying on Facebook, he was mentioned the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the hexagonal phase. Is coming to BBC Radio 4. I'm sure you some American guys can get that through the BBC iPlayer as well. And it starts on the 8th of March at 6:30 UK time. So set your digital watches, which actually digital watches really did seem to be a pretty good idea at the time. Okay. So again, Simon's been very, very active. And it's nice that Greg has came into the chat. So Simon's subject on Facebook was, is it just me that finds it ironic that Greg complains about the pronunciation of fee or fay, given the way he pronounces beta?
You mean beta?
Yes.
Rancor.
Yep. So actually this got a lot of traction. Nick Old, Greg really shouldn't say anything about other people's pronunciation after the way he brutalized my last name. Dorian, he can't even say Nissan, for fuck's sake. Tim Kelly, beta or beta, aluminum or aluminium, twat or twat, let's call the whole thing off. And Greg's pronunciation of words is the reason I would sometimes give him Japanese words to say when I wrote the trivia. Jason, you are a twisted individual. Matthew Bonsalillo, wonder how he would say vehicle. How do you say vehicle, Kim?
I say vehicle.
Vehicle.
Yeah.
Vehicle. Yeah, vehicle. Yeah. It's like a whole trip. It's like
I think it depends where you're from, though. Yeah. Just, you know, I'm from the Midwest, so we kind of say
vehicle.
Automobile, yeah, vehicle.
So then I come up with a
don't miss out what other people have been saying.
Yeah, well, but what?
Well, Matthew carries on by saying, I always wince when Robin says film instead of film.
Yeah, so yeah, this is building up to something here. That, you know, he always winces. I'm sorry, Matthew, that you wince. I always thought you minced, but you also wince when I say film instead of film. Yeah, I'm sure you're right. And I'm saying the world's a great big melting pot. Simon, of course, comes back to say, use does the same for me. It's already plural. Yeah, use guys. Yeah. You know what? You don't realize you're saying these things.
Nicole's just finally added the flowers a bit.
The film and the flowers. Yeah. So,
potato!
Don't forget the potato.
You fucking cunt.
Surprise, motherfucker.
There are now words that Rob I.N., me, I am no longer allowed to say in the podcast after this
I am no longer allowed to say potato.
Potato!
I am no longer allowed to say film.
Aww.
I am no longer allowed to say flowers. And I am no longer allowed to say use. I don't know what the punishment should be if I actually say any of those words. So use guys out there.
Oh, look, he's done it already. Didn't last 2 seconds. Use guys. Use guys.
You suck.
Okay. You people out there can decide what my punishment should be for saying any of those words.
Oh, this will be good.
Epic fail already.
Here, chat among yourselves.
Well, I've got an audio quiz for you guys.
Oh, boy.
I did have one for the week I wasn't going to be on, but then sort of like last-minute thing with Jenny going to the hospital, we decided not to do it because Greg was going to run it. But anyway, yeah, so it's not been on for a couple of weeks. So, need to get you guys back into the rhythm of doing these audio quizzes. So I've got a jingle somewhere. Let me find my jingle.
The Overseas Connection presents the world famous, well, okay, not so famous, audio quiz.
So you guys will get 2 audio clips from games you have played in the last 12 months. The audio clip will be no more than 30 seconds long, after which you have to tell me what the said game is, what that audio clip is from. If you get it right, you earn a point. If you get it wrong, then it's open to every other person, and they can steal your point. We've still got Kim in the lead with 4 points, and Robin is in joint second with 3, so it's all to play for today. So I think we'll have Kim going first, and it's not Gems of War, so don't worry. you'll never live that down. So here is your first audio clip, Kim.
They're falling from the breach.
I was worried that was going to be too easy. That one word.
Well, there's Blackwall, so that gave it away right away.
All right, I didn't recognise his voice.
I did.
Yeah, you did, yeah. All right, come on, Kim, put us out of his
business. It's Dragon Age Inquisition. And if it isn't, I will eat my shoe. So.
Direct the mundo!
Well done, Kim.
I do have like 300 hours in that game, so, you know.
Yeah.
You'll eat your shoe. Do you only have one shoe?
Is that, why don't you both shoes?
I'm curious.
She ate her other shoe when she got the Gems of War wrong.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, dear. K-I-M.
Right.
And your score goes up to 5 points.
Yeah.
You're jetting off into the lead.
Yay!
Right, this one's not as easy, Kim, but you should still get it because, like I say, you haven't played that many games recently and it is a nightmare trying to find these clips for you. So here we go. Here's your second clip. She's got a puzzled look on her face.
Yeah.
Describe what you're hearing. What do you think? What sort of vibe are you getting from that?
It sounded like an old like Nintendo game, but I know that can't be right. So, I'm trying to think. I don't.
So I need your answers after 3. 3.
That was a dick move, Robin. That was a dick move.
Timbo the Elephant? I don't know.
Ooh, nice try, nice guess, but if that is...
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Any ideas, Robin?
Oh, yes, I do, but I can't remember the name.
Ooh. Well,
this is a game that I want to play this game.
It's the one about the knight and the sword.
Yes.
Oh my god.
She's got
Shit.
Yeah, it's got that retro vibe to it, yeah.
What the hell's it called? Damn it. Knight. It's
I'm gonna have to hurry up. It's fuck.
Knight.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy.
I've had to stop it there because it's been put in the chat, and I don't want you to steal the point which you didn't earn. It is Shovel Knight.
Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
Give me half a point. Half a point.
As soon as you said knight, Kim's pennies dropped in straight away.
Yeah, I instantly knew. Yeah. Damn it all.
Half a point. I claim half a point.
Half a point.
Yeah, you knew what it was. I'll give you a quarter of a point. Right.
That's okay.
Right, Robin, you ready for your first sound clip?
Oh, yeah, okay, let's do it.
Right, here we go.
I think you need to find some little sparkly gem-shaped freedom keys. Wink, wink. Don't forget, you can't swim.
The audio in that game sounds awesome.
I know what it is, and it's the little characters, and they arrive in the boat at the beginning, and god damn it.
Greg's put GTA 5. Jacob's put Rainbow Six.
Come on, give me the answer.
So
the
I need
chatter.
Your answers.
After three. Three.
That was a tick move, Robin. It was a tick move.
No, I'm sorry. I can't put it from a grey matter.
How about Battle Block Theatre?
I
didn't give Kim it.
Wait.
Oh, no.
I knew what it was.
Oh, I didn't give Kim the chance. Sorry. I've just...
God damn it.
Right.
Oh, damn it.
You definitely knew that, Kim.
Give me another one.
Oh,
then.
I knew that one because I played that game.
Yeah,
so,
I know. I could tell you. Sorry, I'll have to let you have that, Kim. Sorry, I jumped the gun there. Sorry, Kim.
It's okay. But I like that game, so that's how I do it.
Yeah.
So.
Right, Robin. You need to get it on this last one. You ready?
Even the sound is putting me to sleep. Abzu.
Yes.
Has to be Abzu.
Yeah.
Correct the mundo.
Yeah, I was listening last week and you were saying how boring it is.
It's as boring as hell.
Have you noticed I'm throwing a few PC games in there for you as well.
Yeah, no, you know them in there, yeah. There you go. Well, so that's me on 5.25
points. 4 points. I was overruled.
4.
You couldn't. Yeah, the boss overruled you a quarter point.
I'm sorry. The boss ain't here. Host privilege.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's like white privilege, but for hosts. So I get the opportunity to get more points just because I'm host.
So Kim is storming the lead now with 6 points. Robin, you take a definite second with 4 points with that last one you just got. Yeah. Phil is in third with 3. Greg and Fraser have both got 2. Nicole has got 1. And Rich hasn't been on, so he's got nil point. So Rich needs to get his butt on here.
Yeah. Very good. I enjoy that. That quiz is good fun.
Yeah. I'm going to run out of games soon, though, especially for Kim.
No, do the same one again. She'll
Gems of War each week. What is it?
Okay. Can I leave you two just to rattle through the new releases?
Yeah.
I just need to go and powder my nose.
Yeah. So the new releases for February 25th to the 3rd of March are Gravel on Xbox One on the 26th of Feb, De Blob 2 on PS4 and Xbox One. I'm sure that's been out before, but maybe not. February 27th, Immortal Redneck, which is Kim's life story, on Xbox One, February 27th, and Payday 2, which is my life story, on the Switch, February 27th, Rift Star Raiders on Xbox One, February 27th, and finally on the 28th of February, the last day of the month, Darkest Dungeon on Xbox One. Excuse me. We've got the March Games of Gold news in. So if you've got an Xbox One and or 360, you will be getting Trials of a Blood Dragon, which is March 1st to the 31st, and an awesome game which I highly recommend you playing when you get this on the 16th of March to 15th of April, which is Super Hot.
Super hot.
That is coming to Xbox One on the 16th of March. Free. You must play that. It's really good.
Awesome game. Awesome.
Xbox 360, you can get Brave, the video game, which I think is that Disney thing, movie tie-in. That's the 1st to the 15th of March. And the 16th to 31st of March is Quantum Conundrum on the 360. And they're both, obviously, backward compatible. PlayStation games for March have not been announced yet, so we've still got the February ones up, which is Knack, Rhyme, Spelunker, Mugen Souls, Grand Kingdom, and Exile's End.
Ah, there's something strange here, Mark. I had the games for March in there. A graphic of them, Xbox.
Oh, right, okay. I thought I accidentally pasted that, so I deleted it.
Ah, right, okay. So, the games for, that's not them, for March 2018.
We've done them.
You did them?
Yeah, yeah, we don't mess about.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you've already done that.
I've already updated that, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Super hot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, cool. I don't know what Brave is, but Quantum Conundrum and Super Hot. Quantum Conundrum was a girl that left.
She was on the Portal team.
Yeah,
I've actually got that on PS3. It was free on PS Plus many moons ago. I've still not played it. Yeah, it got some good reviews.
Yeah, I don't think it was just as good, but I'm interested to have a look at it. So that's good. Okay, our ongoing way to buy drugs is called Victory Achieved. And what Victory Achieved is, and I'm sorry, it's been pointed out in the chat again that I said use... Can use handle these, yeah. And as I was powdering my nose, I realized that I'd said, I don't know, I'm gonna need help. Help me get over my Ulster lingo. So, as best you can, anyway. Victory Achieved,
you need to carry on, Robin.
Thank you very much. Victory Achieved is all about finishing the games that you buy. So, you've bought games, finish the bloody things. Get your value out of them. And when you've completed the game to the credits, just the end of the story mode, you take a selfie of yourself and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved. So there's the credits in the background and your glorious smiling Kim face there. It's lovely. And that gets tweeted off. We retweet that on our feed and you get entered into our draw and you win $20 or 15 odd quid for a PSN card or XBL or Steam or Nintendo or a voucher for Tesco's to go and buy coffee. Whatever it is you want, we'll sort you out with that. And the people that have finished their games to completion this week, Kim, who finished games this week?
Alrighty, we have Colin All Cars with Lego City Undercover. We have Infected Psyche with Monster Hunter World. We have Colin All Cars again with Assassin's Creed Syndicate. John Lavallee with Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. And Hardly Dan with Need for Speed Payback.
Hardly Dan.
Or he likes to call it Need for Speed Paycheck.
Probably.
Yeah, because I think that's got a lot of microtransactions.
Hardly Dan. I sent his Victory Achieved photograph in this week. I don't know if you can get it up on the Twitter feed, Mark. Sorry. But that's the best fake beard I have ever seen. It is just so fake. There is no way you've grown that beard yourself. No way.
Oh. That is a
the
beard.
The best fake beard ever. Oh, anyway, congratulations, everybody, for finishing your games. And it's time now for some sagely words of advice and encouragement so you can go on and finish more games in the future.
Yeah, hang on a minute. I need to get his picture up.
Jesus Christ. I'm working with a pile of amateurs.
It's not easy, this.
Yes, it is.
He makes it
two monkeys. The monkeys did it the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, but this is putting up a Twitter picture. There we go. There, Dan's going to hate me now.
So yous all have a victory achieved.
God damn.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
I'm a hardly done in training. I've started my beard now. My beard's coming on.
Oh dear, I'm not sure.
But yeah, from a distance, it looks like I've got ball patches, Britain. It's because it's grey, well white there. But it's hair there, but it's grey and grey there and grey there.
I shaved my beard already. So sorry.
See, it's the moustache part of Dan's beard that would get him into the VIP section of the Blue Oyster.
Yeah.
Immediately, it would get into free.
Oh, the
boy. Anyway, while I'm starting to wind things up here, Kim, would you have a look and see about who's in the chat?
I can.
So if you want to join us in that chat, because the chat's very, very active tonight.
Yeah, I've got quite a lot of people in there tonight.
Yeah, it's great. It's absolutely brilliant. On multiple
YouTube,
areas.
Yeah, YouTube and Mixer and...
So if you want to be part of the broadcast, us going out live, and it is a fun place to be in there, you can go to twitch.tv/OC podcast or mixer.com/OC podcast or on YouTube, you go to Overseas Connection Podcast, and that's 11 o'clock at night or 3 o'clock in the West Coast, 6 p.m. in the East Coast, and 7 a.m. in Kuta, which is in Indonesia. I've been there. It's in Bali. It's nice. Chat people, Kim, who do you have in there?
Yes, we've had quite a few. We've had RCGC, Baron Von Glauer, Jacob Green Day, Lubs, Martin, Corazon, Electrical Skateboard, Batch TV Gaming, Hardly Dan, Murphy's Law, our very own Mr. Tank Top, Star for Help, and of course, last but certainly not least, Soul Brother. So,
did you say, is Sarah there?
Yes, Sarah's in there.
Did you mention Sarah?
Just Sarah, hello. Soul Brothers in there too. Brilliant.
Yes.
Cool. So, look, all you people that are in the chat right now, it's a small, small pool, I know. I'm speaking to you directly.
Use. Right, say that again.
Oh, shit. You're going to have to give a sound effect for that.
I need a sound clip to start buzzing in every time he says it.
Okay, the people that are in the chat, if you have not left us a iTunes review, I'm speaking to you, Corzan. I'm speaking to you, Hardly Dan. I'm speaking to you, Sarah. Martin, have you...
It sounded like yous.
No, it has to be something like potato or leprechaun or, oh, it's me gold or my lucky charms. If you haven't left us that iTunes review, go now and do that for us. That'd be lovely. Anyway, iTunes, Stitcher, I actually seen a review for the Overseas Connection in my local vets last week. I don't know who put it there, but thank you very much. So we've got lots of clubs on Xbox One. And on PS4, that's how the Rainbow Six stuff happened with Sarah just the other week. And we've got groups on Steam. They're everywhere. And, of course, Discord, if you're a PC guy, discord.ocpod.com seems to be the place where these PC people chat. So how can all of these wonderful people contact us, Mark? As I think of every word that I say carefully.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
That's awful.
That is just for Fraser, and if he does not respond and acknowledge that, he's dead to me.
Excuse me, oh goodness, I'm dying. Oh, flip me. Okay. Before I cause any more trouble, I kind of think we need to start wrapping this little show up. It has been fun. And I suppose we have to do the long-standing tradition of shouting people out. So, Kim, would you like to shout you people out? To be sure.
Sure. I want to, shout out to you guys. It was fun being on this weekend because I haven't been on the last couple weekends. So, kind of missed y'all. I want to shout out our shatters because, and our viewers and listeners and all that. You're the reason we do this thing. And I also would like to shout out Batch Gaming TV because I said it wrong. So there, I fixed it. I hope you're happy.
Son of a Batch.
Sorry, Batch, really.
Actually works well. Does that rub in with your accent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how we would say it.
So anyway, that's it for me. How about you there, Mark?
I want to shout out all you guys for all the support for the last couple of weeks. As usual, you all cheer me up. You keep me going. So thank you very much. And all the listeners who have sent me messages and everything, it's really appreciated. Take us out, Robin.
Yeah, so I have lots of yous to shout out. Loads of yous that I forgot to mention. Simon Kempster, I'm shouting you out because you were class on Facebook this week. You made me laugh. Teflon. Jason, you didn't. And Jason Gulliker, you were a great crack on Rainbow Six. That was good fun. All the people in the chat tonight, bastards, every single one of yous. Anyway, not all of yous. No, okay. I'm sorry, Dan is just way off to condition his beard. I've heard it all now.
Hey, take care of it, right?
Look, thanks everybody for listening. We'll probably be playing something tomorrow night around 8 o'clock UK time, whatever it may be, Rainbow Six or something else. But if you see us online, jump into our parties and join in and have some of the madness continued outside of the podcast. So thank you very much for listening, everybody. It's been great doing this. We really enjoy doing this show. So thank you for coming along and listening. Speak to you next week. Have a great and safe gaming week. Use all.
See yous later, Flares.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.